Hello everybody, it's Adam Roxby here from Harwich Peninsula Friends of the Earth, and I'm outside the Park Pavilion in Harwich to attend a meeting organised by the Harwich small boat owners. They have been protesting about the dredging and dumping of silt in the Stour River, which is around the Harwich and Felixstowe area. Now, I mentioned earlier in my news blast that a number of invitations had been sent to organisations and groups involved, including the MP for Harwich and North Essex, Bernard Jenkin. We don't at this time know how many people are going to be in attendance at the meeting or how many of the bodies and organisations are going to have representation here, but we'll just head on inside and we'll give you all the details really soon. So, let's have a look. Okay, so the meeting has just finished now and it went on for about an hour and a half, and there was a very good turnout actually, but unfortunately, as expected, there was no representation from any of the organisations involved. There were a couple of councillors present, but they were clearly there in a personal capacity and not making any representation officially. The mantra seemed to be from the official organisations that they all had prior engagements. So, there were a large number of concerns raised about the loss of species and the dumping of silt in the Stour River. Basically, the observations and the evidence and all the sort of signs were pointing towards the dredging of the river, and the dumping of it was causing a large number of problems. Now, in the past, the dumping had been further out to sea and wasn't affecting the area, but now the dumping is a lot closer into the actual mouth of the river, and as common sense, I imagine, would tell you that that's obviously going to have impacts on the coast and impacts on the species that rely on this sort of delicate ecosystem. So the group and the Harwich Small Boats Association, or Small Boat Owners Association, plan to have a number of actions over the summer, including an on-sea action where they're going to interfere with the sea festival. They're going to hold fundraisers and barbecues and a lot more sort of publicity around raising awareness to this issue. And they phrased it in a very interesting way, actually. They called it, basically, it's open cast mining, but at sea. And really, I suppose the only way that people can get away with that and people can tolerate that is because it's unseen. The damage and the degradation is all done under the sea, and so it's not overly evident. Other points that were raised at the meeting were they're going to try and arrange or organise a local inquiry where they're going to get evidence heard, both anecdotal and photographic. Specimens are going to be taken, scientific studies, so it does sound like it's going to be a very well organised affair. More things were said, such as they're going to take samples from the sea floor. Fundraisers, as I said, were going to be coming in the summer, and they were also talking about the large amount of species of fish that were lost as a result of this action. So it seems like a very well-connected group, a very extremely well-motivated group, and they're going to have another public meeting in September, where they're hopefully more optimistic that official representation will be there. And I will leave you with the words of one of the main speakers. Basically, he says that he wants to see these beaches, which nature gave us, left for our children and our grandchildren. And as an environmentalist and as somebody who is a father, I can completely appreciate his sentiment. You know, we inherit this land, and it is our duty and our responsibility to protect it. And I feel very optimistic that this group of local residents in Harwich are very concerned about the activities out in the river and out in the estuary and on our coast, and are going to be working very hard to protect it. So stay tuned to our website, harwichfoe.co.uk, where I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot more about this campaign in the coming weeks and months. Thank you very much.